Okay, so we have the opening Mishnah in Sanhedrin says Didimamanis Bishlosha, then it gives a machlokes regarding Motzi Shema. It says Oinus and Mefata is Didimaman, so that's Bishlosha Smuchin, that's a knas. And Motzi Shema is a machlokes Rameh and Chachamim. Rameh says Motzi Shema is also Bishlosha, and the Chachamim disagree. Motzi Shema is Be'esrim and Shlosha, why? Mifnei, Sheyesh Bo Dinin Nefash. What does it mean? So the simple translation is because once in a while, a case of Motzi Shemra will involve Dinin Nefashis. Even in a case where it doesn't involve Dinin Nefashis, you also need 23. So that's the Gemara's question, why? Just because sometimes it involves Dinin Nefashis, so therefore you always need 23. Why should that be so? What exactly is the Machlokes Rameh and Chachamim? So that's what the Gemara is trying to figure out. So Rashi has one interpretation. Rashi learns the whole Gemara from the beginning to the end is a discussion of the husband coming the morning after the wedding. They got married on a Wednesday. Psula Nisus Liyom Ravi. Today's Wednesday. Psula Nisus Liyom Ravi. Today's the day to get married. Anyone who wants to get married. Today's the day to get married. Why did they make a takana to get married on Wednesday? If he has a tainus psulim, he should come to Bezin the next day. He's going to wait 5 years. And 5 years later, he's going to come in taina Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. And therefore, I'm chayav to give a ksuba masayim. He won't be believed if he comes 5 years later. Then Amana says only if he comes the very next morning, right away, because ein onim terech b'suda mafsida. It does make sense that you should go through the whole wedding the night before if he has this up his sleeve. So it must be that it's really true. That's how Rashi quotes the Gemara in Ksuba's Daf. It must be it's really true. So Rashi learns the whole story in the Gemara means the husband comes the next morning, Thursday morning, pamayim. Bashavua Batidinim Yoshvin. Bezin sits many cities on Monday and Thursday. Sheni v'chamishi. So he gets married Wednesday, comes to Bezin on Thursday morning, and he says, Pesach Pesach Matzasi. He wants to be Mafsid Ksubasa. So the Rabbi Natam says, that's called Motzi Shema. How is that called Motzi Shema? Motzi Shema is a technical term. Onis HaMefata Motzi Shema, Onis HaMefata pay 50 shekel kesef. Motzi Shema pays 100 shekel kesef. How do you call that Motzi Shema? The Tosfos says Rabbi Natan has a lot of kashas against Rashi. So let's take a look at Chesam and Aleph. They quote the Rashi. Pirish Bekuntri, Shahabal, Toyim Pesel, Pasuch Matzasi, Lav Sidik Zabasa. The kasha of the Rabbi Natan. Number one, Chodah, Gabionis and Mephatik, Tonel Lashayn Knossos. According to Rashi, the Dintar is about Hepsid Haksuba. So how does that fit in, that phrase? Oinis and Mephatik, Mancha Shemra. It's come back to Knas. But oh, another kashid, b'chol duchta shemaskim oitzi shemra, havelina kuf slime. Even if it's not the phrase together, oinus and mefatim oitzi shemra. Even if you just say the phrase oitzi shemra alone, it never means ksuba. It always means the mea slime. But oh, the third kashid, the gimel the masnis and mumchemei. The first line, didimamis b'shlosha ed yoitis, that's hoidos v'alvois. And after that, gzeilus achavolus, nezik v'chatsi nezik, everything else is shlosha smuchim. So Rashi is telling me that the word Motzi Shemra means Hefzer Aksuba, so for that you don't need Shlosha Smuchim. That's the third kash of the Ode, the Gimel de Masnisen, Mumchem Hem, Smuchem, Bekama Duchti and the Gemara Bavli, Ashkechon Shadon Din Aksuba Bebova, Vachem Noga Machshav is Man Bali Atosis. We don't have any Smuchim as Man Azeh, so we're Don Din Aksuba. So how can you say that the Mishnah means Aksuba needs Shlosha Smuchim? Oh, the fourth kash. Rashi translated Choshishim Lala'az Shema Yetze Hakol V'yishimu Eidim Yovoyu. On Thursday morning he's going to call up the Bezin and he's going to say I have a complaint, I think I have Pesach Pesach, I want to come to the Bezin to present my complaint. So somehow the secretary is going to leak out the word and some witnesses Shema Yishimu Eidim Yovoyu, maybe witnesses will come and they'll testify, yeah, the husband just knows Pesach Pesach Metzosa, he doesn't know what happened. So the Gemara says, Chashon Lelaz, maybe Edim will hear the rumor, and Edim will come and testify, and they'll come out that we're going to have a case of Dinin Nefashos on our hands. May turn out to be Dinin Nefashos. That's how Rashi learns the word Laz. How does he translate the word Laz? Laz means the rumor. People will hear the rumor, Chashina Lelaz. People will hear the rumor that the husband has a claim against his wife, and witnesses may step forward to say, yeah, we know that she was Mazada during Everson and before Everson. Whatever the case happens to be. So Tosfos said, that's what the word laz means. Ein loshen laz, noifel al zed. That's not what laz means. El al dobe shu sheker. Laz means when it's not true. To be moitzi laz means there's an honest person, and I was moitzi laz on him, I say he's a crook. Or there's a learned rabbi, I say he's an amoritz. I'm moitzi laz on him. We have a family, a woman has children, and moitzi laz, we say the children are mamzerim. That's moitzi laz if it's not true. But over here, Rashi says, the word will go out that the husband claims pesach pasuach, and maybe witnesses will step forward, and there will be a case of being nefashes. The wife, the witnesses will testify she was mezana during erusin, and she'll be chayim. So why is that called chashina lalaz? Chashina, you should say chashina and shemi yetze hakol, chashina lakola. But how did the word laz mean sheker? As it appears in the Gemara Gittin, nimtzat motzi laz al gitna rishenim. You know the Gemara there. The Gemara says when a shliach delivers a get, the first Mishnah in Gittin says, "Hamei beget b'mdina sayam tzach shayam b'fana nechta b'fana echtam." If you're a shliach lahilochas haget, so you have to be minatora. The husband appoints me a shliach. I come and I give the get. With the rabbanon, I can only deliver the get if I say I was there when the husband authorized the edim and the sefer to write it and the edim to sign it. B'fana nechtav or b'fana nechtam. I was there when the get was written lishma and when the edim signed it lishma. So that's a chum in the rabbanon. So the Gemara says there in Gittin, how, let's say it takes half an hour to write a get. Years ago, it would take much longer, but now there are so many people getting divorced. So the Sofrim know how to write a get. They can write much quicker. So they had to have five Gittin every day, so they know how to write a get in their sleep. So now, let's say it takes half an hour to write a get. So do you require that the Shlich Lohilocha, let's say, I'm going to go to California. So there's a man in New York wants to divorce his wife in California. He's going to give me the get and I'll take it. So I have to spend a half an hour here to watch the way the sefer writes the whole get. The edim sign the whole get. And the Gemara says, not necessary. If I'm there, when the sefer starts writing, he makes a declaration. And he starts writing. Then I can come back 25 minutes later when the edim are about to sign. I see they're signing. Shangino. So it's sufficient if he's there part of the time. He doesn't have to stand. He has to pack his luggage. He wants to go travel to California. He doesn't have time to waste a half an hour here. So the Gemara says, maybe it's a nice midas chasidus or chumrah that if a person is a shlich la'ilocha zaket, maybe we should recommend he should stand there the whole half hour and be able to say in full honesty, b'fanei nechtam, I was there when the whole thing was written. The Gemara says, not a good idea. Because in earlier generations, they were always mekel on this. As long as the shlich was there part of the time, that's sufficient. So if you're going to introduce any chumrah, Hilchas Gittin going to be Moitzi Laz or Gittin HaRishayim. All the Gittin that were written in earlier generation, people would think that when it was sent by a shliach, it was puzzled because the shliach didn't stand there the whole half hour. The same thing for many years, they used to write Gittin on parchment. Then the Jews couldn't afford parchment. So they started writing Gittin on paper. And then the Jews are very wealthy. The people divorcing the wives are very often very wealthy people. So maybe we should go back to writing on parchment. So the Poskim said, no, if you start introducing a chumrah, we should write a get on parchment, at the motzi laz, al gitna rishayim. For several centuries, we were writing gitin on paper. We weren't writing on parchment. So if you're going to introduce any chumrah in Hilchas Gitin, it'll reflect negatively on the earlier generations. People are going to think that their gitin were no good, and the woman had children from the second husband, they're all mamzerim, and so on. So that's at the motzi laz, shaloi kedin. Doesn't mean kedin. There'll be moitzi laz. People will think incorrectly that the gittin given in the earlier generations were not good because they didn't observe your chumras. That's a big machlekes achrenim. That Gemara says you should never introduce any chumras in anything. You're not allowed to introduce any chumras in anything, or it's only in yoni ishus. Only in yoni ishus, let's say in a mikveh. They say the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik got married, so he checked out the mikveh in Valozhin. He lived in the Balozhin, he got married. He wasn't happy. He thought there was a question with the mikveh. He wanted to introduce a couple of chumras. So then he met Dinitziv's granddaughter. So Dinitziv didn't let him. He said, "You'll be moitzi laz al doros harishayim," as if all the children were b'nei hanida. The mikveh was good the way it is, and you don't have to introduce any chumras. So you understand that in yoni ishus and in yoni nida mikveh, you don't introduce chumras. What about chumras tachrichim? For years they were burying people without any tachrichim. That's the Takanas Chacham, you should bury everybody in plain Tachrichim. And then when they finally realized, and so they want to introduce, you should bury with Tachrichim. So the Moitzi Laz, Kedin, it's not Shalakedin, the Moitzi Laz, that they did wrong for many generations in this community, this village, they never buried people with plain Tachrichim. So Rabbi Kedega has a tshuva about that. where he said he has a machlekes. He quotes a machlekes achrenim. This inyan not to be motzi laz al adoris rishonim. Is it only in yoni ishus, only in yoni taris hamishpacha, or does it apply in all the areas of halacha? Never to introduce any chumras into anything.
Why would adding a chumra by mikvah be different than anything else? I understand giving pre mamzer is last forever.
Yeah.
So what? Someone 200 years ago was a ben anida. Either he had ben minas or he didn't. But what's done is done. There's no nachrimina coming down from today. Mamzer is mamzer.
Okay. Ben anida is a pegam on the person. So they didn't see if it's thought that it's not right.
His kids, it's not going to be a pegam on everyone lost love.
Okay. Correct. That's a strong point. Good. So you can say three areas. You can say maybe it's only motzi lazan in yoni issues because it's an issue of mamzeres. Maybe even in yoni taras hamishpacha. Maybe everything. Okay, you can draw the line in two, three different places over here. Good. That's it. So that's a deal. And the Pesachim Tshuva quotes this Tshuva's Rebbe Kivegin. You shouldn't introduce any chumras, right? You should never introduce any chumras. Okay. That's a problem. Right, for so many years we had mixed weddings, and all of a sudden now you're going to introduce separate weddings. You're going to laws al doris harishayim, as if they were doing something improper by having mixed weddings. So you shouldn't introduce any chumras. Okay, that's a shayla.
The Hebrew said that he didn't know it's allowed.
He talks about that too. He talks about that too. Rabbi Kivega did introduce a chumra in Hilchos Gittin. We spoke about it, yeah. He had a chumra, he and the Nesivus says the same. When you hold on, let's say you hold the get like a diploma, so half the get is in the woman's hand, half the get is sticking out. So Rabbi Kivega says, and the Siva says, the half that's sticking out, that's Kenyan Hagbo. The half that's in the hand is Kenyan Yad. So the Siva says a Chiddush, Rabbi Kivega, both same thing. That the get has to be only Kenyan Yad. V'nosam b'yodah. You need Kenyan Yad, or Chotzer, Chotzer mitam Yad. But if you're going to have Hagbo, that's not acceptable. Taisa says, Beferish, not so. So this is Rabbi Kivega has a Yerushalmi. He claims it says Nirushalmi like that. That Kenyan Hagbos, Rabbi Kivega came up with the chumra. You have to fold the get so small that the whole get should be able to fit in the woman's hands. The husband gives the get. Usually the woman holds both hands like this, and he puts the get in. So that was a chumra that nobody else observed. Arayam Azem. Most people do not observe that chumra. So Rabbi Kivega says, Hayam Moitzi Laz Al Doris Harishanim. So he says, we have to be Moitzi Laz. They're all mamzerim. All the getten went all good. We should be Moitzi Laz. He said, it's a real din. We're not talking about a din de rabbana lachatchila, that the shliach should say before an acht of a din de rabbana, how long should he stand there? Chumra said, no, he's talking about a real din. He holds not like Taisus. He has a Yerushalmi that Taisus is wrong, that Hagbo is not good. So he says, it's a mitzvah to be mitzi la'az al daris arishan. They all did it shalai kedin, and all the children from the second husband, amam zair. That's what he says.
This is doing it for the future, so people shouldn't do it, because what's done is done.
Okay.
We don't know, you know, did this woman take it,
man? Didn't she? But you don't have to be concerned about, you got to be motzilaz. He says, we have to be motzilaz. Yeah. We have to point out, whoever got to get like that is no good, and they're not megurashas. Yeah.
They're still alive.
Okay.
Rabbi Riskin writes in his autobiography that once a Fulton scientist came to him and told him that he found out that the trees were used for tefillin, there are bugs in all of them, right? Which would seem to make all the tefillin puzzle, like they're all not kosher. So anyway, he went to Rabbi Moshe Feinstein with the Shaila, and 3 days later, so Rabbi Riskin went, he spoke with Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's wife, and she said he's very worried about the Shaila, and he came out and he said he refuses to believe that all the tefillin up until now were puzzle, therefore it's kosher.
Okay. That's a different thing. Okay, good. So that's the context. So Taisus proves that the word laz means when shaloi kedin. V'yod another expression. Oh, v'yod another kasha. What is it? We've got the kasha number 5. Kasha number 5. Okay. V'yod the ka'am aduna limihas dine mominis. The husband first. The husband wants to be mafsid the wife to ksuba. So Taisus says, why does he want to be mafsid? He's not holding by getting divorced now. Why is he asking to be mafsid the ksuba? Midochko calls man shenisha tavaso suksubasa. If the wife is asking for the ksuba, then the husband will say pesach pasoch matzasa. But why does he have to pressure today? He just got married on Wednesday, and already Thursday morning he wants to be mafsid the ksuba. So why does he come to Bezna Thursday morning? So that's a funny kasha.
The
whole din amonis is only if he comes the next day. That kasha is easy to answer. means if he comes the next morning, now he's going to wait 25 years, and then they're going to get to what? Then they're going to say, oh, 25 years ago when I got married, it was a Pesach Pasuach, and I don't want to pay all of the ksuba. Too late. He's only nemun if he comes the next day. So that kasha is not such a good kasha.
Why is he making a point of this?
He just got married Wednesday night. He saw Pesach Pasuach, so he has to come to...
He's not really talking about the ksuba. That's an...
Well,
that's an ancillary thing.
No, Rashi says he's only coming about the ksuba.
So
he's coming to be mafsid. He doesn't know how come. He just knows Pesach Pasuach. And maybe she was Mazana Tacht, and maybe she was Mazana before she was married to him. Yeah. He doesn't know. Then we're afraid. And may develop into din in the first. Edom may come and testify she was talking Mazana during Erison. But he's only coming to be mafsid Hodik Subin. So Tosfos asks Akasha, why does he come on Thursday morning to be mafsid the ksuba? Wait till she asks for the ksuba. So that's not Akasha. If he'll come 25 years later when they get divorced, he won't be believed to say it was a Pesach Pasuach the first night. He's only Naman if he comes the very next morning. That's Eidon Terech Besudah Mapsidim.
He's making that claim. Pesach Pasuach.
Right.
So but the fact that he ksuba, that's going to be an outcome of that. So
no, that's why he's coming. He's coming for the purpose of being mafsid hadik
suba. Maybe that Rashi wants to say that's in the Gemara. So he says that's not necessarily why he's coming.
Rashi learned that's the whole story is like that. The husband comes on Thursday morning to be mafsid the wife to ksuba. But because people in the neighborhood are talking about it, that Yankel called the bezdin and he wants to come, so chayshishim lalaz shema yishmo edim yavo may develop to become a real deed in the Foshes case. But he's not even interested in the din in the first. He's only interested in being mopsa diksuba. So Tosfos asks, but why does he come the next day? He has to come the next day. If he waits till later, he won't be nema. So the fifth kasha is not so difficult, but the first four kashas are very strong. Then we have another kasha, the sixth kasha, the ko'amar, the Gemara has a price on the top of Amid Beis, tava moment b'shlosha, tava nefashas b'esim b'shlosha. So according to Rashi, why does it say Tova O moment? He was Tovea him. They should say he was Tovea her. Tova moment. The husband wants to be mafsid the wife to ksuba. What's Tyson's kasha? Yod, the Koama Tova moment Bishlosha, Tova Min Boile. Should say the husband is Tovea the wife. He wants to be mafsid the wife to ksuba. So in the back of the Gemara, Reb Shlomo Eiger quotes the Chidush HaRan. Some people looked at the Chidush HaRan in the original. Chidush HaRan says, like it says, Vatiftach vatirehu es hayelad. Es hayelad is an apposition, vatireh, and she saw him, namely, es hayelad. So here it says, tavoi mamon. Not he was tavea him. He was tavea the mamon. Tavo hainu, he was tavea the mamon. The husband is tavea the mamon. He wants to be mopsed the wife to ksuba. There's nothing wrong with tavo. Tavo, the vav of tavo goes on the word mamon. The husband is taveh to be mafsid the wife, the mamon of the ksuba. That's why it's lashon zachar. Tavoi mamon. Mamon is an apposition to the tavoi lachet. Vatiftach vatirehu. Kama es hayeled. That's an explanation of what it means vatirehu. That's how the Ran defends the Rashi from the sixth kasha. Then Tosfos has the seventh kasha. The second kasha is very good. Vod mashach tviya sheina bo elifta satzman b'ksubasa. Tviya means I'm taveh you. You owe me money. But if I come and I say Pesach Pesach Matzasi, and if I ever get divorced, I don't want to pay the Hoksim. That's not called a Tviya. In Hebrew, the word Tviya means I'm Taveh you, you owe me money. Not that I'm Taveh you, that I don't owe you money. The word Tviya doesn't fit in. Taina, it's called a Taina. The husband has a Taina, but you can't call it a Tviya. Tviya by definition means he's asking that the wife should pay him money. So the seventh kasha, that's a good kasha. Yo, nachamon.
Isn't the wife considered
mafsid
on the
ksuba?
Isn't the wife considered mafsid on the
ksuba?
Isn't part of it and it comes out
of
the ksuba,
only
the wife
that's
considered
mafsid
on the ksuba?
We assume the wife is not mafsid on the ksuba.
Not at all?
No, the husband is called the mafsid on the money. She's not mafsid on the ksuba, no. Yeah. So Tosfos... So Tosfos Taina is Vod Mashach Tvi Eina Bo Ela Lifter Atzma Miksubasa. He's not there to take something from her. He has a Taina. He doesn't want to have to pay Ksuba when the time comes. Okay. The Yod and Eighth Kasha. A lot of Kashas. B'makom dika nefashis mashma dahu mamen airi. What's the eighth kasha? Oh, that's brisa, the top of mamen beis. Tava mamen bishloshin, tava nefash beis mishloshin. The Gemara says, what does it mean? Shevi abal leidim shizin, shevi abal leidim hizim leidim abal. No, what did the Gemara say? Bishleim ole rabo. What does the Gemara say? On the third line from the top of chesam beis. Ula says Choshishim Lalaz Kamer Fligi, and Rava says Choshishim Lekvodim Shav Yishayim. So what does the Gemara say? Tava Mamayin. According to Rava, it depends. Choshishim Lekvodim Shav Yishayim. So if Tava Mamayin Tchila, he started with 3, so you can do the Dintar with 3. If he started with 23, Tava Nefashis Tchila, that first year's Bezna 23, so then I feel the moment that's the Mishloshim because Choshishim Lekvodim Shalavishayim. People will think that we started off with 23, then we sent 20 home. We only have 3 because the 20 don't know how to learn. So since he started 23, even the moment you have to adjudicate with all 23. So that's Bishleim, Ale Rabba, Ale Rabba, Choshishim Lekvodim Shalavishayim. We understand the price. Elulu Ula Kashib, according to Ula, whenever it can possibly develop to become Din Nefashah, so you already need 23 for the moment. So how do you read that brisa of the moment Mishloshim? It can always develop to become Esa Mishloshim. So the Gemara answers, no, it's talking about a case. The Yizimim Le'edi Abal. The father brought Edim, Yizimim Le'edi Abal. So Bolig was Mamen, how did Rashi learn? Bolig was Mamen Bibal, if the father wants to collect the Meo Kesef from the husband, is Mishloshah. Because you don't have to be concerned about the possibility that the husband's going to bring more Edom. If he brought Edom, the Hizimum, so you see that he's a Shakran. You don't have to consider the possibility in the future he's going to bring another pair of Edom. Nah, it's not going to happen. But B'makom Nefashos, but if it wasn't Huzmu, if it's a case that it can still develop to become the Nefashos, then you'll need Besim Mishloshim. So what's Tosis Kasha? What are we up to? The eighth Kasha? Nachamon. But oh, the Mamakam Dikan of Hashem Mashma de Bahahi Mamin Iri. What do you mean, Mamakam Dikan of Hashem? What's exactly this Kasha, the eighth Kasha? Mamakam Dikan of Hashem Be'esem Mishloshim. What the Hashem is going to be? Mamakam Dikan of Hashem means the woman may get the death penalty. If it may lead up to the woman getting the death penalty, so it's Bahahi Mamin, so what's the Kasha? The husband wants to be mafsid the wife, the ksuba. But the way the Gemara, Omar Rava, the Gemara had a kasha nula. So Rava said that's not a kasha. Rava is the one who said the simple girsa. That Rava disagrees with Ula, but he says the kasha that they're trying to prove that I'm right, Ula is wrong. I tell you that's not a kasha. So Rava defends Ula's pshat. The Marshal changed it because how can it be that Rav is defending Ula, Rav is the one who disagrees with Ula. You have a lot of times like that. You have a Machlok Abaye, Rav, and Rav brings a riot to Abaye, then Rav says, no, that's not a good riot. I can defend, I don't agree with Abaye, but I can defend Abaye. He was also the Pashup Shah. Rav is the one who disagrees with Ula. So they brought a riot, Bishleim of Rav, brought a riot to Rav, and Rav says, no, that's not a riot. I hold the Ula is wrong, but this riot is not a riot. So Rabbi defends Ula, says, Ani Barish Bachabur Tagim Manu, what does he say? Hega Baalim Shin say Eva Albaim Hizim Bolvas Maman Mibal. The father of the girl is coming to collect the Mea Kesa, Bishloisha. Mokam Deacon Nefashos, if he can still lead up to Din Nefashos on the girl, that's the Hepsid Aksuba, then even the Hepsid Aksuba is Besa Mishloisha. So he's switching horses over here midstream. What's going on? Bolik was Maman, the Bryce Toba Maman means the husband wants to be mafsid the wife. Tava Maman means the father of the girl is Rava with the Rabchia Bar Rava. They said Tava Maman means the father comes to collect the Meir Kesef. Means he was Mazim Deidi Abal. Then it's Bishloisha. That's real Moitzi Shemar Bishloisha. That's Meir Kesef is Moitzi Shemar. But Tava Maman that may lead up to Nefashis, who's Tava Maman? The husband wants to be mafsid the wife Ksuba. He switched the Maman. The first line Tava Maman means the father is Taveh the Meir Kesef because he was Mazim Deidi Abal. And Tava Nefashis means if the husband wants to be mafsid the wife Ksuba, and Shema Yagoya Edim, and it may develop to become full blown Din and Fashion, then you need 23. But you're switching what Mammon you're talking about. The first line in the Brice of Tava Mammon means Meo Kesef, according to Rashi, Gemara says. Bodlik was Mammon Mibal. The father is coming to collect the money from the husband, the Meo Kesef. Then Tava Nefashin means Tava Mammon, that may lead up to Nefashin means the husband's Wadi Mapsadik Suv. So that's what the ninth Kasha. So he says it's not the same moment. It's not the same moment. V'od Tkama Tava Mam Mishlosha Tava Mam Boyle. We said what Mashatvi we saw V'od Welcome to Gnefash Mash. He Mam and I read the same Chi of Mam, and you're switching in the middle. The first line goes on Tava the Tavea, the father is Tavea the Mer Kesef, and the next line means the husband is Tavea to be Mapsadik Suva. It doesn't read straight. V'od This is Alam de Shekasha. V'od is Alam de Shekasha. We're talking about Reb Meir. Reb Meir Tesis has a Bikias. Reb Meir happens to all Ksuba Deraisa. That's a Machlekes Satanoim and a Machlekes Harishonim had a Paskin. We discussed it. Nashkanazi Ksubas and says Chazi Lichmi Deraisa. And the Sfarim leave out that word Deraisa. So that's a big Machlekes. So the Ribala Tesis in Ksubas Dafyut says, from the Mitoch Sefer Ksuba Nilma, we see that Ksuba is Deraisa. And all the other Rishonim Paskin Ksuba love Deraisa. Ksuba lav deraisa. One kid, that's what, and some of the poskim had on, ksuba lav deraisa, if the husband never gave his wife a ksuba, what if he gave his wife a ksuba? So then ksuba should be deraisa. Out of the clear blue sky, I give you a piece of paper, and I write in the paper, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000. I give it to you. So that's a gemara in ksuba's daf, kubeis amar aleph. Rabbi Yechanan says, chai bani loch mona b'shtar is kona. If I write down on a shtar, I hereby obligate myself to give you an amount of money, I give you the shtar, so you kind of the hischaibus. So if a husband gives his wife a ksuba, so everyone should agree that that should be ksuba deraisa. So the poskim say, even there, ksuba lav deraisa. When the husband gave her a shtar, he just meant, I owe you the debt the chachamim introduced me the rabbanon. It doesn't become deraisa. It's just the shtar raya that the chi of the rabbanon is there. And the tosef his ksuba, that's deraisa. When he adds on his own, tosef his ksuba and the nedunya, the three parts to the ksuba. The Ike Ksuba is the peanuts. The Ike Ksuba is just the Chamishim Shekel Kesef. How much is that? That's very little. Chamishim Shekel Kesef is 10 times Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is 5 Shkolim, so 50 Shkolim is 10 times. How much is Pidyon HaBen? So now Pidyon HaBen is a lot of money, maybe $100. I said a little over $100 now. It used to be much less, but it depends on the value of silver. So let's say $100 times 10. $1,000. So the Gansik Ksuba is $1,000. That's the ganzig suba. That's not enough to live on for a year. The Rishalmi says, where does it come from? Asayim zuz, what is that supposed to represent? When the husband divorces his wife, she'll have enough money to last for a whole year. In the course of the year, she'll find the shidduch already. She'll get a second husband who will support her. The woman can't live a month with $1,000. Unless she fasts every other Monday and Thursday, and she invites herself out all the time. She sleeps in the park. Where she? How can you support yourself at $1,000? So the Ikek Ksuba is very little. The Ikek Ksuba is just 10 times Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is 5 Shkolim. The Ikek Ksuba is 50 Shkolim. Kesev Yitzchok, Kamor, Apsulis, Chamishim Shekel Kesev. So in addition to the Ikek Ksuba, we add on the Dunya. We add on Tosefes. Tosefes, we add on a fortune of money, way more. In the Dunya, we assess the value of all of the property that she's bringing into the marriage. The girl has dresses and jewelry, and the father gave her an automobile and an apartment in Yerushalayim. Whatever the parents gave her, in the sheets, and furniture, whatever she's bringing into the marriage, we assess that, we write a large amount of money. So that's deraisa. The tosefes that he adds on, that's chayv ani lachmana b'shtar. And then the dunya, he added on his own. But the ikar ksuba, we said the ikar ksuba is still only the rabbanim. Even though the shtar could have been kind of deraisa, like the shtar was kind of the tosefes and the shtar was kind of the dunya. But we say over here, he didn't have in mind to accept upon himself the ikar ksuba. The shtar of the ksuba is only intended as a shtaraya for the chiyuv that the chachamim introduced. So the ksuba is still lav derais. Ksuba is still lav derais. So Nachama, so what does Tosis say? They ask a kasha, Rav Meir shita is a ksuba derais. We pass on ksuba lav derais. Meir holds ksuba is derais, it's a gemara, and from the gemara and daf yudin, ksuba says mashma that the husband is neman the next morning to say, Pesach posoch matzosi, because they don't have terech besuda mapsida. Only if you hold ksuba lav deraisa. That's what he says. Vot shemaitim rabbeinu peretz me'arav. That the Rameyer dislikes ksuba deraisa. Perek afal pi. Ein anem alav sidu ksubos. דווקא למען להם הכסיבה דרבנן הם כדי מוכח בפרק עמד הכסיבה דם רב נחמן חכם אם הסתצל חכם תקנו לבן הישראל לפסול המסעל המון המון הכסיבה זה לב דרעיסה והם הם אינוהו because it's only the Rabbana, והם הם אינוהו because they don't תרח פסול דם אפסידם. It's a good kasha, why should it be so? Even if ksuba is deraisa, but the husband should be believed to be mafsid her the ksuba because of the ruba deleisa kamon. Ein onem terech besud them mafsidah. The husband is the muchzak on the money. So ein hoch of a mom and achar haroi means he can't be moitzi moment from a muchzak. But the Gemara no lasugis and ksubas than first, but Gemara considers the husband is the muchzak on the ksuba, not the wife. So why should the rabbeinu teretz be right? Zataina. But he says it's kinemuchach. That's the lashon of Gemara. Chacham tiknu. And therefore, v'heim heminu, because ksuba is lav deraisa, therefore the husband is believed. It's a question, why should it be totally zebzeb? But that's what it says in the Gemara. So he says, the whole pshat in Rashi is shver. Rashi is working here on Rab Meir Nechachamim. Rab Meir holds that ksuba deraisa, so the whole din of Pesach Pesach Masasi Nemon doesn't exist according to Rab Meir. So it's the whole case is kakai. So because of all of these 10 kashas, there were 10 kashas, I think. 9 kashas, I forgot a minute. Because of all the kashas, some of them you can answer. Some of them are really murderous kashas. The Kulish Mites are leading Kub Sloim. We're not talking about Hefsed Aksuga. Moitzi Shemar means the Meir Kesef, Meir Shekel Kesef. Shehov Tavel Abal. What does it mean, Choshishim Lalaz? So Laz meant Sheker. What do you mean, Sheker? The Choshishim Lalaz, Hainu, Laz Hadayonim. If you're going to start the Din Torah now with the Bezna of 3. And then later on, we're going to need a Bezna of 23 to be done. Did in the Foshes. Edi Ha'av, Umaz, and Edi Ha'bal. So the Baal has to pay Meir Kesef. But later on, we may give Kasha Zomam to the Edi Ha'bal because they were attempting to kill the wife. B'sheker. So if it may develop later to become Did in the Foshes, so then we already need now 23 because Choshishim Lalas, people will say, you see? He started with 3, and these guys didn't know how to learn, so they had to add on another 20. So that's Choshishim Lalas. People will say incorrectly, people will say falsely, the first Bezna of 3 were not sufficiently learned, that's why they had to add on another 20. So that's very similar to Choshishim L'Kvaidim Shalom Rishayim. If you're going to start off with a Bezna of 23, and then they disappeared, and you're going to be done with 3, so people will say, why did they kick out the other? They won't realize they went to Medina's Egla Rufa. They went because La'akbul Pnei HaMelech, or Machmas Pachan, or Machmas Zayis. People won't realize. This is on the top of Amar Beis. Gives wild explanation. Why did the 20 Ivder? Why did the 20 Dayanim disappear? They went somewhere. So people will start a whole rumbling. They'll say, oh, they must have kicked out the 20 because they didn't know how to learn, and they only retained the 3. So Rabbi Natan adds on in the Sefer HaYosher that the Choshishim Lalaz, the Choshishim Lekodesh HaMashorim, Kroyim Liyo Zekozeh. It's similar Hashoshes. It's Hashoshes because of Kovet Hadayonim. Because people may have grumblings. They may say they had to send away the 20 because they didn't know how to learn. Or they may say they had to add on another 20 because the first 3 were not sufficiently learned. So it's basically the same kind of Hashash, Kovet Hamid Haram, a Hashash Med Rabban. Kovet HaTorah is a din deraisa. Kovet Talmid HaChacham is a din deraisa. But therefore you require that you should continue with 23, or therefore you require, you already need 23 before you even begin. Because then maybe someone may say, Lashon Hara, Atzor HaShemra, and the Dayanim, this Achumer Midirabbana. So Rabbeinu Tam says in the Sefer HaYosha, Krev Mdivreim Lios Zekozeh, the Choshishim Lalaz, it's opposite. Choshishim Lalaz means we may have to add on 20 dayanim later, so let's say the 3 were not sufficiently learned. Choshim Mekodesh HaShorim is the opposite. We started off with 23, and then 20 went away, so we'll think, oh, they kicked them out because they're not sufficiently learned. But it's the same kind of a chashash. People will say that we added 20 because the 3 weren't learned, or we kicked out the 20 because they were not learned. So it's similar. Rabbein Tam has in Gansen a different pshat than the whole Gemara. Yeah.
How do you explain the Hemshah?
So he's going to spend a lot of time on the Hemshah. So the Rabbeinu Tam, for the purposes of reading this Gemara, had to come up with a fantastic Chiddush on the level of the Raisa, which Rashi probably does not accept. What is the story of Moitzi Shemra in the Chumash? What's the original story? The husband bribed witnesses, that's how the Gemara explains in Ksubas. Husband bribed witnesses, he paid them bribes to give Eidah Sheker that his wife was Mazana during Erisin, that Eidah Ha'av come and the Mazim Eidah Ha'bal. So we give Kasha Zamam to the Eirei Habal. The Eirei Habal were trying, attempting to kill the wife. And then the husband was in cahoots. He bribed them to give the Eirei Sheker. So the husband gets Malkus, and then the husband has to pay him. So the Pasha Pshat is this, the three parts of the punishment. He gets the Malkus and he has to pay the Me'a Kesev to the Abiyah Naira. And the whole story only applies if Huzmu Eidei Baal. The Baal brought Eidim and they were Huzmu. Huzmu means we have ascertained that they lied. And then we ascertain later that he bribed them that they should give Eidei Sheker. But if they were Mazem, so then you don't have to be concerned about the possibility. The more Eidim are going to come later, it's going to develop into a case of Din Nefashis. So Rabbi Natam has to bend a little bit the Halacha. He says that Gemara in Ksubis that says, when does a husband get the Malkus and pay the Me'a Kesef, Eloise Elisha, that's only if Huzma Eidei Ha'av, that's for Malkus, you have to have Huzma. But for the husband to pay the Me'a Kesef, if he brings two witnesses who say during Erisin, and the two witnesses say either Eni Odeya in Zman HaMokam, so we throw them out, or they contradict each other in Bedikas, so we throw them out, so there's no deal in the fashas. So in such a case, since he brought Edim, and they were hukfashu hekrishus echadus hasheni, or they said Eni Odeya on Zman HaMokam, so we can't accept them, also the husband pays Me'a Kesef. The Pashtus and all the Gemaras in Ksubis is not so. The only time he pays Me'a Kesef is if Huzmu Eidei Ha'a, Huzmu Eidei Ha'bal. And we ascertain the husband bribed the witnesses to give Eidei Sheker, and we ascertain this Eidei Sheker. Abin Atam can't learn that at the Gemara. If it's only by Huzmu, so you don't have to be concerned that more witnesses are going to come later. He's a Huchsuk Shakan already. So Abin Atam comes up with a fantastic Kiddush that even if just a Krishu Ze'ezeh, the two Eidei Ha'bal contradicted each other, where they said, any days, man among can accept their testimony, also the Baal pays Me'a Kesef. That's a fantastic Kiddush. Pashto says it's just not true.
How does Rabbi Natan learn the line, Rav Amar Kulei Amar L'Lazlo Chayshinon? It sounds like the way Rav is explaining it is that nobody has a chashash that people are going to speak negatively about the judges, whether it's you have to add or subtract judges.
No, the laws only means if you don't have to be concerned that it's going to develop later into a case of Din Nefashos. Din Nefashos is so far-fetched. Once in 70 years, the Bezin gave Din Nefashos, it's never called a Katlan. So you're concerned over here. And when people are Mazana during marriage, they make sure that no witnesses are watching. Going to have Kosher Eidim. Going to have two Kosher Eidim who gave Hasra Terch Kedidibut to the Maisa's Nus in the bedroom. The whole thing is so far-fetched. So that's what he says. You have to be afraid that maybe the case will develop to become one of the. I would have said like that. You don't have to be concerned about that possibility. You're going to need 23, and then we're going to say these three guys didn't know how to learn. That's why we had to add on another 20. It's so far fetched. The Gemara says in Gittin is a machlokes. The Gemara says that you have to write this man in the get. There's only a takana by the rabban. And Daf Yudzayin, if they might take this man to get the machlokes and the Gemara, why did the Chachamim introduce the requirement to write this man and the get? So one says, Shemi Chapa Basachos, the husband, the wife may be Mizana, and the husband loves his wife so much, he doesn't want that she should get the death penalty. So he'll give her a get, Shem Bozman, and then she'll claim she was already divorced before she had the affair. So the husband may cover up on the wife. So the other Mandama says, make a takana derabana, because maybe we're going to want to give her the death penalty. It's so far fetched. How can you give a death penalty if she's insane? So I would have said like that. The laz lechashin, the whole thing is so far fetched. What do you have to worry about such a thing? You got to run to daven. Okay, so we're still in the middle of the first tesis. Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue with the tesis.
Thank you very much. Cheese. I'm going to go to the